This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's here. It's finally here. We're on the doorstep of the greatest 48 hours on the sports calendar. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Just get in, get comfortable, get your seat at the bar, seat on the couch. Get your butt imprinted onto that seat and just don't move for 2 days.
We have a new analytic that is out there that is not being discussed enough.
Butts on couches?
No, it's related to that. It is who has had the most grandparents who don't understand how to sign into our tournament bracket. And I have to be the national leader in this. It's very easy to sign up for. Yeah. But I have no idea. Every year I go through this, it is not that hard. All I have to do is put in four pieces of information.
Yeah, so our bracket challenge still open. You can go and sign up. It's Pearl Jam Season 4. We will pin this to our socials. It's already on all of our socials. Come and play against us. Perloff and I are going to reveal our final four right now in this segment, but also we're going to go region by region and give you the upset that we're picking in this region and the team we believe in the most out of this region, and obviously that will get us to our final four. So let's just jump out and start with this because it's here, guys. It's March Madness. Like, why are we beating around the bush with some Aaron Rodgers update? Who cares? Let's get to some basketball. And let's start in the South region, Pearl. And this is a big one for me. The biggest upset that I have in this region is University of San Diego, UC San Diego, mm-hmm. over Michigan. So that's my 12-5. Mm-hmm. I love UC San Diego in this tournament. I actually have them going... Well, I've been winning two games, mm-hmm. ultimately losing to Louisville, who I have getting past Creighton and then taking out Auburn. So I have a number one seed, the number one overall seed in Auburn going out in their second round game. So I think beat the winner. They'll beat Alabama State, and then I have them losing in the round of 32. I got Louisville going to the Elite Eight.
Okay.
So now, my biggest upset, UCSD going to the Sweet 16.
Ironically, I have, in my biggest upset, I have UC San Diego as a favorite because they play number 13 seed Yale in the second round. So they're actually going to be the higher seed in the second round because I've fallen prey to the Michigan can't play at altitude because they're too tired narrative. So I have UC San Diego, but I almost backed off of Yale. Let me ask you about this.
Yeah.
Everyone sees Yale coming because they beat Auburn last year.
Yep.
Texas A&M is a big physical team. They're going to know Yale is coming. So it feels like a very dangerous Cinderella. Cinderella is no longer Cinderella when everyone knows they're good. It makes me a little bit nervous, but I still have them advancing. Then I have UC San Diego beating Yale. So that's not really an upset. I also, my big upset on the bottom half of the bracket is my North Carolina Tar Heels.
Yep.
This is a narrative one. The entire country turned against this one team because West Virginia was left out. I actually have them beating Iowa State in the second round. So I think then falling to Michigan State. But I think that that is 11 seed. So I have an 11, 12, and a 13 all in the second round. And then I have North Carolina and UC San Diego in the Sweet 16 as well. I do think this is what I would call the wild bracket.
Yeah, you and I are thinking alike here. I actually was crossing stuff out because I like Ole Miss. I do think they were a good team this year playing in the toughest conference, but that stat that there's always a team that goes from the first four and wins two games, I'm like, do I think it's Xavier or do I think it's North Carolina? I think it's North Carolina, even though Xavier beat Texas last night in the late game. I also have North Carolina winning two games. I have them losing to Michigan State. And we're talking about the South bracket and the South region. I have Michigan State going to the Final Four. Michigan State is going to be my pick. I told you guys weeks ago, I love Jace Richardson. Jason Richardson's son. I feel like there is a little bit of magic here with this freshman. His roommate is a guy named Cohen Carr. They do Legos together. Like, what? That's me and my kid doing Legos together. I don't know. It seems kind of wholesome. But here's the real reason why I love Michigan State. Even when the shots aren't dropping for Michigan State, steals, layups, they're relentless. They can protect the rim. They're a good free throw shooting team. I really love Tom Izzo. I think this is going to be like a possible Tom Izzo right off into the sunset type of tournament. Like, they do so well and he retires off of this.
I love it. I want to mix it up, but I can't. I feel that Michigan State too. I think Auburn is just vulnerable. There's a stat. Teams that's lost three of the last four have never won the whole thing.
Yep.
I know they're the number one overall seed, but I watched that Alabama game, the last Alabama game. And yeah, I think they're just another SEC team. They don't stand out anymore to me. I know they killed everybody all season long. I have Michigan State advancing. By the way, North Carolina is favored over Ole Miss now by 1.5. I really feel strongly. I think that, oh God, what if North Carolina got out of here and faced Duke in the Final Four? That's my dream. I'm riding. I have Michigan State coming out of this, but I'm rooting for North Carolina.
Okay, let's go to the West region. This is where Florida is the number one overall seed. St. John's is two. As far as my biggest upset in this region, Colorado State. You mentioned about betting favorites. Colorado State is the betting favorite as the 12 seed over Memphis as the 5th seed. Yeah. Part of the reason of this is because of injury, right? Tyrese Hunter from Memphis, you know, tough break for Penny Hardaway's crew, dealing with an injury. But Colorado State finished second in the Mountain West Conference regular season, won the Mountain West tournament. And guys, the Mountain West was better than the American Athletic Conference. It was a better conference. So I'm going to go with Colorado State. I think this is the big upset. I mean, it's a 12-5, so we've come to expect something like that. But give me Colorado State. I have them losing to Maryland in the second round. I have Maryland going a little far here. So that's my upset. As far as the team I believe in the most out of this region, EJ St. John, Red Storm. Defensively, they're just stifling. They've got dudes on this team. Obviously, Patino is a factor as well. And Florida, for as awesome as Florida is and winning the best conference in America in the SEC, untested with Todd Golden. I'll take Rick Pitino in his 50 years of experience going up against Todd Golden, who is a relative, not newcomer, but compared to Pitino, a young buck.
Yeah, unproven.
Yeah.
It's been my Cinderella. It's been a bad year for Drake, the rapper. But I like Drake here. Drake is a very popular Cinderella pick. I've seen them as the number one defense in the entire country. Even above Houston, which is crazy because Houston just strangles you. So I have Drake losing to St. John's and St. John's getting to that final game. Listen, I said earlier in the week that I was picking St. John's the Final Four. I flip-flop.
Really?
Yeah, I just think, I picture St. John's a team I probably watch the most this year. They're always down 3 points to teams like Creighton or whoever, middling Big East teams, and then they just... They're in better shape because they've been running with Pitino all year, and they come up. I think Florida has too much talent to use that formula where they're just really using conditioning to beat them. So I flip-flopped and advanced Florida over St. John's at the end. But my team to watch in this bracket on the bottom half is Drake making a little bit of a run here.
Okay, let's go to the East region. No shock here. The team I believe in the most is Duke. It's not just about Cooper Flagg. There's like three other NBA players on this roster. Even with Cooper Flagg's injury, I have them moving to the Final Four pretty easily. As far as my upset pick, and I hate to do this because I love you guys in Oregon, I got the duck suit. You know I ride or die with the Oregon Ducks, but I have them losing to Liberty, the 12-5 matchup. Liberty is one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. They're one of the best passing teams in the country. Pearl, you'd love them. I think that Liberty has the firepower. This has been an up-and-down Oregon season. Liberty is my big upset in the East region.
Wow. So here's the thing about Duke. I've been trying to fade Duke. This is an easy draw. Can we just all say that? We know Cooper Flagg is fine. He's 100%. There's no doubt about it. There is really nothing standing in their way because I think Alabama is super vulnerable on that bottom half of the bracket. I have my dark horse here as VCU advancing. I have VCU beating Wisconsin. Not exactly a hot take. Everybody's high on VCU. The odds are really good. Then, you know, we've seen them have tournament success before. But I'm really kind of annoyed by this bracket because I really rooting against Duke hard. This is like mid-90s Perloff. I always couldn't stand Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley. Now you have a new version of that in Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple. Rooting hard against Duke. Love. I mean, listen, I want Cooper Flagg to be a Sixer. It's nothing personal. It's that uniform. But this is by far, to me, the easiest ride for any of the number one seeds. But I will put a little bit on this VCU on the bottom half of the bracket because I think Alabama is vulnerable.
The Atlantic 10. Love to see it. Big fan of that conference. My alma mater's in there. Okay, finally.
Where's George Washington?
Well, they're actually playing for the basketball crown.
I saw that. Yeah, a new postseason tournament.
Yeah, like it's the third tournament. Maybe the fourth.
Yeah, I think it's below the CBI.
Yeah, definitely.
Or the seventh.
Yeah, whatever. They're still playing. Okay, final Midwest region. This is where Houston is the number one seed. Tennessee is the two seed. As far as who I trust, Houston. I was really surprised. They're getting Juwan Roberts back. All of a sudden yesterday, it's like he's 100%. He's playing against SIU Edwardsville. Like this never happened. And here's the other thing about Houston. They are an amazing team. They really are. They have not won. They have not lost in regulation, I don't think, since December or something. They're on a tear. And Pearl, this is the third year in a row where Kelvin Sampson has a team that has a number one seed. If not now, when? This is a stellar basketball team, and I do believe in Houston. I have them going to the championship game, in fact. We'll reveal our Final Fours in a second. As far as my biggest upset, I said it weeks ago, so I am not new to the bandwagon here. I am riding with High Point, guys. High Point.
Yep.
Couldn't tell you where it is. Don't know much. But was following them like throughout the tournament or throughout the season. And it's like this team just kept winning and winning and winning. I have them beating Purdue, who I've been fading for years now. And I have them beating Clemson. I have them losing to Houston in the Sweet 16. So there you go. I have High Point as my big upset pick. Was on them from weeks and weeks ago. And I have Houston going to the championship game, in fact.
Yeah. Oh, I love Houston. You know, I'm a lifelong Cougar fan. My buddy, yes, since 2012. So that's actually legit. That's legit, my Cougar fandom. One time at the Dan Patrick Show, we dress up as cheerleaders for Houston, and Case Keenan, my good friend, has been basically telling me to root for Houston Cougars basketball all along, but I don't have them coming out of this bracket.
Wow.
I have Tennessee, and it's the KenPom rating. There's this combination where if you're top 20 in defense and offense, you have this incredible chance to go to the Final Four. It's one formula that almost always works, and Tennessee's number 3 in defense. I believe they're 18 in offense. Obviously, there's a lot of experience in Tennessee. I got to have one SEC team here. I'm not completely fading. I actually have two SEC teams here. I watched a lot of SEC basketball like we all did, and you said something earlier about 14 teams was a little egregious. It can't be that good. But it just looks like the NBA playing the G League compared to these others. They're just so big and physical and strong and old. And Tennessee's got old players. So I have them coming up. This is nothing against my Cougs, but come on, Maggie. You've seen the Cougs falter as a one seed. I know they all, and you know, last year it was all injuries. Last year it was injuries. I feel like we're already seeing some injuries. This year, they're old, but are they a good offensive team? It feels like every time come tournament time, their offense comes up a little short. I would love to see them advance, but I got Tennessee, and it's the double KenPom whammer is why. As far as upsets in this region, oh, my God, I can't believe you did this to me. You got me high on High Point, too.
Oh, get off my... That's been my thing, bro.
You can't hear about High Point every day for a month and a half and not pick them to beat Purdue in the first round, because Purdue always blows it in the first round.
Stop cheating off my homework, man. I've been on High Point since before the conference tournament started.
But I do really like Clemson, too, in that... Clemson, I think, is dangerous to Houston if they advance to face them. Again, Houston's got kind of a tough road compared to, say, Duke, who's has this magic carpet ride to the Final Four. I think Houston's a much tougher road. That's why I have a two coming out of that bracket.
Meanwhile, High Point, North Carolina, that's where they are. And lovely this time of year. College basketball haven. So there you go. My Final Four for you. I have Michigan State, St. John's, Duke, and Houston. My national championship game, Michigan State against Houston. Championship goes to Michigan State. Sparty prevails, and Tom Izzo retires a champion. That's how I think the next 20 days or so of our lives are going to go, Pearl.
I love it. I'm Michigan State, Florida, Duke, Tennessee. Florida beating the Duke Blue Devils in the final game. Now, wow. I haven't actually hit submit because I'm still... going back and forth on how many points in the title game. Obviously, I think it's going to be a lot with those two teams. I imagine a tiebreaker, because that is obviously a chalky final game. And by the way, my strategy, and tell me if you like this strategy. You look at a team like Houston, and you want to pick a Final Four team, but you don't want them to go away. You see some tough matchups. You see, for example, Gonzaga in the second round.
Gets by Georgia.
Yes, true. But say Gonzaga gets by Georgia. Gonzaga's got great metrics, too. I just think that it matters how hard your ride is. It matters how hard your bracket is. I think Auburn got kind of screwed up there in the, what is this?
South.
In the South bracket. So I'm kind of playing odds a little bit, because I don't want to be one of those guys who has a Final Four that's out by Friday. And not only that, I just think that that's a smart way to win your bracket, is you got to look at the teams with the hardest pass. And to me, Houston has a really tough path. Now, that Florida-St. John's game kept me up at night. That is a clash of styles. And I know there are a lot of St. John's fans around here, and it feels like a feel-good story. Let me ask you a question. Who did you have in the Arkansas-Kansas game?
I have Arkansas in that game, right. And I have Calipari versus Pitino, partly just because I want the smack talk. I want the trash talk. These two dudes hate each other, so that's why I picked Arkansas. It's kind of like wishful thinking, and yeah, then St. John's beating Arkansas.
The universe wants that game, right?
I think so.
I mean, sometimes in the sports world, the universe just makes things happen. We have to see Arkansas-St. John's. I don't care if the officials help Arkansas get past Kansas. And no offense to Bill Self, but I don't need to see Bill Self against Pitino. I need to see Calipari and Pitino. It's got to happen. I had the same one, and I have St. John's winning to face my guy, Drake.
Your guy. 888-710-4ISN.
No, the team.
Yeah, literally the only person riding with Drake, the rapper.
Is Lamar in the tournament this year?
Lamar is not in the tournament. We learned that, unfortunately.
888-710-4476. Want to know what's your biggest upset pick in the tournament? Doesn't have to go region by region. Just who do you believe in? Told you guys I like High Point. Been on them for a long time. And secondly, where are you watching today? Because I think there's two ways you can do the tournament. Either you just set up at the home base, set up at the house, at the crib. Get your, Perloff, what do you talk about? Your place on the couch that has like the armrests and a place for your snacks and stuff. Either you're the couch person or you've got the bar. Because let's not discount sports bars, like, were made for days like today.
Oh, I thought you meant you had a bar in the house, which is very cool, too. A lot of people have that.
Yeah, lucky you. To the bar, kind of post up around, you know, noon or whenever you can get out of work or school or whatever. And, you know, you got friends coming in and out.
Well,
you
got
to pace yourself a little bit. You basically do breakfast, lunch, and dinner all off the bar menu.
I'm more of a be at work and pull up the games on your computer and pretend you're working guy. I don't get to do that in my current job, but I used to do that back in the day when I was a paralegal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm going over the Penske file. No, I'm not. I'm watching Michigan State in the Sweet 16. And obviously, I think that's the computer is your friend. The phone is your friend here. There's no excuse to miss any game now.
No, you can't. I mean, we also, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room, not this room, but in many rooms across the country. This is the most popular weekend for men to get a vasectomy. They call it vas madness. It goes up 400% the amount of vasectomies that are done in this nation starting today, Pearl, because easy recovery, from what I'm told, couple days on the couch, get a nice pack. And you've got every excuse in the world to just sit there and watch college hoops. EJ and Manny, you guys are looking at me like I'm crazy. You've never heard of vas madness before?
Absolutely.
No.
Pick up a newspaper, guys.
What
newspaper?
Yeah.
400%.
1912.
It's a...
extra, extra. Read all about it. Man gets a vasectomy this weekend.
I think the younger folks are not... hip
not in your
to
radar.
Yeah, I think this is more of a middle-aged thing. Yeah, I know all about it, trust me.
And I think, my goodness.
Yeah. I think that everyone knows about vas madness, who's at a certain age, but you young guys, you don't have to worry about that. You just have to focus on how do I watch all the games. You don't have to get anything snipped yet.
Good morning.
Suddenly, I'm not in the mood for breakfast.
I'm not in the mood for this tournament.
There's nothing gross about a vasectomy.
But ouch.
Yeah. It's not so it doesn't bother you not reproducing, even though it's more the pain of it that bothers you?
I mean, I wouldn't know. I haven't had experience. But it just sounds like a bad time. All of it sounds like a bad time.
I think they're just, it's kind of like, I think from what I understand, they're kind of moving you in and out. Like it's a quick pop, pop. And then you're on the couch.
Wait, what have you not had experience in? I want to make this clear. What were you referring to?
I have experience in many things.
Yeah. Okay, so.
You've been intimate before. The OR is not one of them.
I think it's an office procedure. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So where are you watching? Is this a couch situation, bar situation? You have multiple tabs up at work and you're just watching on the computer. Let us know. Also, your biggest upset. Call it now. Let's go. It's Maggie Perloff Show.
All right, Maggie, you know, it's not just your bracket. There's also Prize Picks. It is the best way to enjoy everything going on right now because the NBA is not stopping just because of college basketball. NHL is not stopping. E-games are not stopping. You can get into it all with Prize Picks. It's the best place to cash in on your favorite sport. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. So simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport. Pick more or less on their projection, and you can win up to 1,000 times your money.
You failed to mention golf. It is springtime now, so yep. Can I interest you in Sam Burns? More than 3.5 birdies, and then imagine being able to put that together with Hunter Dickinson, more than 19.5 points from Kansas. I mean, this is what Prize Picks is invented for this time of year. Get on board, y'all. Join Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. It's available in more than 40 states, including California and Texas. It's easy. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Very important. Get a $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play just $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get $50 in bonus promo funds instantly when you play $5. Win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit for just playing. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. If you are cramming, trying to learn some college basketball facts and stats as you fill out your bracket, you're at the right place. I got to tell you, I listened to a lot of podcasts this week, a lot of experts.
Okay.
I heard one last night trying to get the right Cinderella, and they were going on and on. It was recorded on Monday, I guess, because they were talking about how San Diego State was a dangerous team.
Uh-oh.
And they got their doors blown off them in the first four,
yeah.
Which reminded me, oh, right, no one knows what they're talking about here. Very hard to predict. There's a new way that experts talk about college basketball. I've heard EJ do this, too. Oh, it's a tournament. It's not really a a judgment on how good the team is, there's sort of a haphazard feel because anything can happen.
Yeah, definitely. EJ's right about that. Listen, college basketball experts are right up there with meteorologists in that you don't have to be anywhere close to the truth or to what's going to happen or predictive, and we're still going to tune in. We're still going to take your advice. We're still bringing the umbrella if you say it's going to rain, yet nobody is holding you accountable. Because what are you going to say? You could have, you know, all the Jay Billises in the world can get every pick wrong, and it's not that he doesn't know the sport. It's just this is a crazy tournament.
Well, it's funny to me. Certain sports seem easier or harder to predict. Baseball predictions are like the weatherman. They mean nothing. They are just hot air. It's for some reason, because the season's so long, I think baseball is impossible to predict. Golf predictions are beyond meaningless. You ever see anyone try and pick the Masters? Good luck. I don't know why is NCAA basketball like that. These guys, these experts are watching the sport. You should be. We can tell which NBA teams are good. Why can't we tell?
Oh, that's a best of seven. You know, like
You think it's a tournament format?
Okay, definitely. And then there's all the other neutral court and what's going on with each team and how have you played the last week or so and who's hurt and it's just there's so many variables.
I hear you. That's a really good point. The best of seven, and the same thing happens in the NFL too. If the Chiefs and Eagles played seven times, would have been a different result.
Totally. Which is why it was so stunning when Washington went to the NFC Championship game because generally we don't see that kind of an upset.
Yeah, wild. Well, I mean, Cincinnati got through in 2021.
Yeah,
they barely
wasn't a good one seed. The Detroit was a good one seed.
Yeah, but Tennessee, that Bengals team was down 21-3 to the Chiefs and came back.
True.
Football's a little erratic, but Peter Schrager picks the darn Super Bowl every year, so there is a predictability there. I think you're right. The format of March Madness, you know, we talk about Michigan and the altitude. You don't really have that in the NBA. Well, you do with Denver, but generally you don't have this wildness.
Yeah, Michigan's playing in Denver, by the way. It's not high altitude in Ann Arbor.
I think that the transfer portal and the age, I keep on coming back to the age. I was reading there are some old teams in this tournament. I kind of like them. Duke is very young. I still have them advancing because the tournament committee did them a lot of favors. A lot of favors, Maggie.
We're asking two questions today. One, call your big upset now. Call it today. Who's your Cinderella? And then two, where are you watching? Because this is like, two very different styles of where you could be watching March Madness. Are you home on your couch or are you at the bar or like with groups of people?
Can I throw in a third one?
Yeah, go ahead.
How about a sports book?
You could also be at a sports book. That's not available to everybody. But I'm told that going to Vegas for the first 2 days of the tournament is like a bucket list type of thing. If you're into betting. Steven is in Birmingham, Alabama. Steven, you're on the Maggie and Perloff Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Hopefully, if everything plays out right, Yale can play Auburn again and knock them out because I'm a Bama fan and that would really help me out.
Okay. Just like for cred?
No, my wife's an Auburn fan, so that would really help me out.
Gotcha.
But I mean, now, Auburn is a great team. And they had a really great year. Alabama had a good year, too, but we're going to need Grant to be healthy.
Yeah.
So that, you know, the first round is, you know, we might be able to get through the first round. Vandy, we swept Vandy, but, you know, Vandy's Vandy. They can, you know, they screwed us in football, so they can screw us in basketball.
Grant Nelson, you may know him, tall white guy, crusty mustache, fantastic player. Steven, thanks so much.
Come on, man.
That's an in-home rivalry, Auburn-Alabama. I mean, that's a 12-month out of the year rivalry.
Yes, I have a good friend, a friend Lance Zierlein's wife went to Texas, and he's an A&M fan. These are really tough marriages.
Tough.
Yeah, my wife went to a small liberal arts school in Ohio.
You're safe.
I'm very safe.
And you went to a small liberal arts school in New Hampshire.
We're Division I. We were in the semifinals of the Ivy League tournament. I wouldn't say we're Oberlin.
Well, you're also, not Auburn. You're not Auburn.
And the Final Four in 1941.
By the way, I'm sorry, has anybody talked about anybody else's team reaching the Final Four in 42 and 44? Yes?
Yeah, 1942 and 1944.
And yes, a lot of the powers had their star players overseas in the World War II. And that is kind of
like
why
we
made it.
At war, man. That's why Dartmouth was in the
It's absolutely
Final
true.
Four.
We weren't in the 30s, we weren't good. And after 1944, we weren't good. But in that brief window, for some reason, we had enough dudes to stuck around.
The U.S. Army was like, you Ivy League nerds, we don't need you guys. We're good. Go play basketball.
You guys were undrafted.
Straight up. But smart Manny.
Oregon, I think that's their last national title. We heard that the other day.
We did. It was the 30s, I thought.
I thought it was 44. They beat Dartmouth.
Andy is in Kansas. Save us from this conversation, Andy. Bring us back to modern day.
Maggie and Perloff, I don't know if I can bring you back to modern day, but I'm going to say that if we are going to go anywhere for March Madness, there's a lot of days to stay home and you can multitask your multiple TVs, but this is the day to go out and see the sports book.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Please go there. So typically Vegas would be great, but unfortunately myself today, I did not make it out to Vegas this year. So I am sitting in my poor little sports book in Kansas that doesn't take reservations. So there's a problem there. What happens when I have to go up to pee? Is somebody going to take my spot? This is a problem.
I have a solution for you, Andy. Buddy system.
Go ahead.
The buddy system. You need a pal to stand there or sit there next to you, so when you get up to go to the men's room, he can fend off the vultures who have been circling for your seat.
Yeah.
Well, that would probably help if I had friends, but since I don't, I have come equipped with a little poster board and a Sharpie, and it's going to say "need to pee." So whenever I got to go up, that is going to be my fix. And then also, if I need to make any bets in the sports book, that's going to be my mix. But I'm telling you, this is the best time for multitaskers. March Madness is greatness. But I will say, if you are asking for an upset, I don't know how big of an upset this is, but Drake over Missouri all day long.
Yep.
Love it.
This is a big one for Pearl, too.
Andy, yeah. Are you too prideful to wear diapers? What's the deal here? I mean, this is a big deal.
Well, typically, if you're in a sports book all day long and you're in that diaper, they're going to kick you out. So you have to eventually change your diaper.
I've been in some pretty low-end sports books over the years. I'm not sure that's true. I mean, you're probably... Go to the old Vegas. You don't think you could sit there in a diaper all day? What, are you crazy?
I would say you could probably get away with that on the old strip, but on this new strip here in Kansas, they're not going to allow me to get away with my diaper probably past 1 p.m.
Andy, fantastic. Have a great day. Have fun.
I think 37% of the Binions crowd is wearing a diaper at this very moment. I mean, I don't think that's a big deal. Come on.
What is it? It's Fremont Street, right? Is the other strip Vegas where the Golden Nugget is and where some of the other areas.
Yeah, it's got the lights above and some very old casinos. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is definitely a pro-diaper area. Mostly because I think the clientele's so old. But yeah, you can definitely sit there for a long time.
Is that something that, you know, people wear diapers to Wrigley, obviously. Is that something obviously that bothers you?
As an adult?
As a mother of a five-year-old? Yeah,
I mean, the diaper phase is long gone, knock on wood, thankfully. I guess the next people who will be wearing diapers at some point is going to be me and my husband.
Wow,
Lucas
right.
is out of them.
But
are you going to New Year's Eve in Times Square? You'll be wearing one there.
I got to tell you, anyone sat in the outfield at Wrigley? I understand the diaper. It is a pain in the neck to get to the men's room.
See, I have no sympathy for men in this area because peeing at these events is just so much easier for you guys.
No. At a Mets game, the line is you have to wait.
Okay, but does Wrigley, I'm assuming, has like the troughs or something?
Do you have to get, they still do have some troughs, but you have to get out of your seat. It's really hard. It's a long row. And also, the bathrooms are not convenient at Wrigley at all. So I get it. And not
only
that,
you don't have to sit.
There might not be a game where there's more opportunities to drink on your way to the stadium. I mean, there are a lot of bars there.
I just wonder for Andy, who just called us from Kansas, like he's got this idea that he's going to write down on a Sharpie, like, don't sit here. I'll be back in a minute. Are people going to respect that?
Hell no.
Well, I'm a little worried.
I don't know.
You don't want to like...
Not. Maybe in Kansas. If you tried pulling that at the sports book at the Meadowlands, probably not.
But then it's like, now we're fighting. Right? Now we got a situation.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel as though they're more friendly in Kansas. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I agree.
Probably. They're more friendly everywhere. Bogish has headlines for us. Say, Bogues.
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
Big old women.
The Knicks played so poorly last night in San Antonio that Manny is wearing a Phillies hat this morning.
And Chris Paul angles right now to Mamo in the left wing for another three. And it's good again.
It's a Mama Usami. 32 points, 7 of 7 from three-point range for Sandro Mamukelishvili. That one from downtown Tbilisi.
Bill Schoening with all the puns on Spurs Radio after
Sandro Mamukelishvili
scored 34 points in just 19 minutes in a 120-105 beating of those Knicks. Those are the most points anyone has scored in less than 20 minutes since at least 1951-52, the first season that full stats were kept.
I just can't explain how I feel right now. I feel like I'm in a dream. My dad was here. He flew in yesterday. My brother. So, you know, it's just a special night.
His dad was there, his brother was there, and Flava Flav was there.
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't care what nobody say, my man is on fire!
That's Flav crashing the Encored post-game interview on FanDuel Sportsnet.
You know what I think of San Antonio?
But they do have some big old women.
I have a question about that story, Bogus. Did you just make that whole thing up? Because I can't prove you wrong one way or the other.
No.
Who is this? Yeah, isn't that the star power forward of VCU? Well, who is this guy?
Sandro Mamukelishvili.
Played at Seton Hall.
Okay.
And now he plays on the Spurs. What's happened in between is up to you.
And he set an all-time record of scoring the most points
in the fewest minutes.
Like, we're all just sitting here like, this isn't weird. This sounds weird to me. And the fact that Manny's wearing a Phillies hat is throwing me off, too.
I watched it, so I know it was real.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
And he's friends with Flava Flav. I don't know how that happened either, but
really?
Flav, that's what it, so the story, the EP write-up says that friend and rapper Flava Flav was courtside.
Wait a minute, hold on. What's the age gap between these two?
Right. Got to be about 90 years.
Flava Flav must be 60.
Yeah, so do we even know his age?
I mean, he's ageless, but like, how old really is Flava Flav?
Well, I think
thank God for the
Flav
internet. He's 66.
He's friends with young people though. I mean, I don't
think. How many 66-year-olds are friends with, what's the guy's name from the Spurs?
Yes. Sandro Mamukelishvili.
Is he 22?
He's not, no.
He's like 24, maybe, 25. It's like his second, third year in the league.
All right, you guys sound like all 66-year-olds are friends with 25-year-olds.
I agree with you. Yeah, Pearl's the only one who's like, yeah, that's totally normal.
Flavor Flav, though, I mean.
Also, it's not a romantic relationship, so like they're just dudes. Like, I'm guessing Flavor Flav randomly likes Seton Hall basketball?
That had to be the connection I was thinking about. Because I'm like, first of all, why is Flav Flav root for the Spurs?
Right.
He's a New Yorker. He should be root for the Knicks.
Do you think that the young guy knows any of Flavor Flav's songs? Do you think he knows any? Maybe Fight the Power?
So
I know Flavor Flav from the TV show. He made songs.
He's a musician.
Public Enemy is really popular in Europe. And I know he
is that right?
Yeah.
Big in Iceland.
Yeah, so I think maybe
we are just making up facts.
Maybe it's
points in minutes.
Flavor Flav's huge in the clubs of Reykjavik.
I think they just announced a tour going to Europe, and I was like, wow, they're touring at this age in Europe. That's crazy. But they are popular. Back in the day, they always talked about how popular they were in Europe. Those shows in Europe were always the legendary ones. Yeah.
Man, I didn't realize in Europe they were also angsty against the police.
Yeah. Remember his...
The man.
Their Wrecking Reykjavik tour from 2007?
This was the first time I ever heard police presence.
Now, Sandro's from Georgia and not Atlanta, Georgia.
The country of Georgia.
So yeah. I'm not sure how much Public Enemy is done there, but maybe that's where this connection lies.
Oh, it's huge in Tbilisi, whatever the capital is of Georgia.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
I hate basketball.
I love this story.
I hate everything about it.
Get to night two of the first four in Dayton. Mount St. Mary's downing American 83-72 to claim the spot alongside Duke tomorrow. Then Xavier rallied past Texas 86-80, closing that game on a 16-6 run. On the women's side, Southern knocked off UC San Diego 68-56, and Iowa State a come-from-behind 68-63 win over Princeton. The Cyclones were down 15 early third quarter.
That's bad for the Ivies.
And the Commanders have redone Debo Samuel's contract for the coming season. He's now guaranteed $17 million, another $3 million available through incentives.
The Commanders.
Back to you guys.
You know, speaking of Debo's old team, still no contract for Brock Purdy. We're all going to be distracted here by March Madness, and rightfully so, but just pointing that out.
Yeah. I mean, can we all just admit that Brock Purdy's holding the seat warm for next year's start? Mr. Mackenzie Jones.
I was thinking,
McCorkle, not Mackenzie.
Oh my gosh.
I got to go home.
He's the backup now, right?
I love saying, by the way, that's his middle name, right? McCorkle?
Sure. But I think that this is the one place where I'm like, I wonder why Aaron Rodgers isn't running to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers now that we found out that the Vikings are kind of on hold. You know, if he's holding out for an injury, is it probably with the 49ers that he thinks maybe Brock's going to get hurt and he could step right in?
Wait, how is he in the offseason he's going to get hurt, or he's going to come in midseason?
No, like I'm saying in training camp or something like that. Because I'm trying to think of, we can talk more about Rodgers in a minute. So if it's not going to be the Vikings, even though I guess the door is still kind of open, and if he's in no rush to sign with another team, then maybe he's waiting for an injury. Not like in a diabolical way, but like maybe there's a better team. And I was thinking about it out there. Who are the teams that have starting quarterbacks who, if that quarterback got hurt, they would bring in Aaron Rodgers? Because, like, if Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or some one of those guys who has actually on really good teams, if they get hurt, they're still not bringing in Rodgers. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, those type of starters, I would say Tua is one, but I don't even know if the Dolphins roster is that good. And I think Brock is the other that would bring in Rodgers.
I think you want to make a coaching connection, right? Somebody in Rodgers' tree. And Shanahan's never coached Rodgers, so that might be tough midseason. But go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, how hard are we talking about, though? Like, if Joe Burrow's out for the season, I think the Bengals do call Rodgers.
Yeah, because they have all that invested in wide receivers.
Yeah, they spent all this money on receivers and stuff. What's the season
for? Well,
let's
talk about it. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. I'll tell you why that will not happen and would not happen. But we'll get to that in just a moment. Again, we're asking you today, what's the biggest upset you have in the NCAA tournament? Call it today. And also, where are you watching the tournament? It's the Maggie and Pearl Love Show. Come on.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSCD.com.
Oh, man. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com, not available in all states. All right, we stumbled onto an interesting topic here on Maggie Perloff Show. If Aaron Rodgers was going to wait out an injury, what teams would he be eyeballing?
Right. And the reason why I say this is because I think when you have, if we're talking about the really good teams, right, the ones that are actual Super Bowl contenders who have quarterbacks that are getting paid a lot and are really entrenched there. I'm talking like the franchise guys, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Who am I forgetting here? Like, even a Justin Herbert, I think, at this point.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, for sure. Although, Jalen, there's always a little something there with the Eagles. But anyway, if you're talking about a team that's an actual Super Bowl contender, I'll even give you, like, a Jared Goff with the Detroit Lions. I don't think that if the quarterback goes down that they bring in Aaron Rodgers. And one of the reasons why I say that is because these QBs are such the faces of the franchise that even if they get hurt, I don't think they bring in a backup or a replacement, if you will, that's as famous as Rodgers, that would be like on the corner, if you will, of one of these guys. And one of the reasons I say that is because I've never seen that happen before with an entrenched guy. It's one thing when if the starter goes down and the backup takes over. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl with your Philadelphia Eagles back in the day with the New York Giants. I mean, that stuff happens. Not bringing in a guy when you have a starter that is like fully max face of the franchise guy. I don't think I'm forgetting anybody. Like, it just doesn't happen. And so I think it's something about being deferential to the starter and not wanting to, you know, have Aaron Rodgers come in, say Josh Allen goes down in training camp and you have Aaron Rodgers come in and now it's Rodgers' team and Josh is there and it's just weird. And by the way, even if, say, it's like Allen or Lamar or Joe Burrow or something like that, you don't actually want that guy going away either.
Well, let me ask you a question. Has a great Hall of Fame level quarterback ever came in midseason or mid-camp for an injury anywhere?
Well, there's like a Vinny Testaverde was not a Hall of Famer, but like, you know, Testaverde came in when, who got hurt with the Jets when Vinny came off the couch?
Chad Pennington. Probably,
was it Pennington? Right. But like, well, Pennington's not Josh Allen.
But bringing in Vinny Testaverde, I mean, I think the Colts were looking at him last week. He's still good. Yeah, I mean, Jay Cutler came in, I think, when Ryan Tannehill got hurt.
Yeah, in Miami.
It's very rare to bring a Hall of Fame level guy off the street. That's why Aaron Rodgers waiting on an injury, that's a dubious strategy for me. I mean, what are the odds? Like, that's a needle in a haystack. But I kind of disagree. I'm looking at the top records from last year. I think Detroit would bring in Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Goff, what is Goff earning there? I think that they're fine with that. Kansas City would never do that because Andy Reid can win with any backup in the league. Philly's offense is way too different. Minnesota would definitely bring in Rodgers, right?
But they're not. if J.J. McCarthy got hurt, and maybe
they still might, though.
But J.J. McCarthy has not taken a snap in the NFL yet, as opposed to Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. That's what I'm saying. If Rodgers is trying to wait for a really good team, even if their quarterback goes down, I don't think he's getting that call. Now, two teams that I think would buck this trend would be Purdy and San Francisco. I could see them bringing Rodgers in if Purdy hurt. And maybe in Tua, because I think you're always kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop with Tua. And they signed Zach Wilson as the backup. He is not a threat to Tua.
I think there are more teams that would
like
look
Jordan
at Rodgers.
Love. Like, they wouldn't ever bring Rodgers
back.
That would never happen. But
I mean, listen, you don't think Cliff would call up Aaron Rodgers if Jaden Daniels got hurt early in the season?
Well, Daniels is still 1 year into this thing. He again, not entrenched. I mean, he's awesome.
You got to match the system. I think obviously McVay does not care. He'd bring in Aaron Rodgers in L.A. I think Matthew Stafford's entrenched, and they wouldn't even think twice about bringing Aaron Rodgers. It's a different situation.
Yeah,
They almost got rid of Stafford this offseason. I'm looking at a lot of teams. I think definitely Sean Payton would bring in Aaron Rodgers, although I don't know. That's a lot of ego in one room. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Why does Pittsburgh want Aaron Rodgers? I think there's one very clear reason.
What?
Because they want to get their bang for their buck off the DK Metcalf sign. They're really worried that they're not going to have a throwing quarterback and they're going to spend all that money on nothing. So say Joe Burrow goes down. They just pay T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase more money than any wide receiving duo in history. I don't think that they're just going to let Brandon
Browning.
Allen or somebody. Yeah, I just don't. Maybe, he's pretty good, actually. Is he still there?
I believe.
Yeah, but generally, though, I do think that teams in the right situation, they're going to want a passing quarterback. I don't think Aaron Rodgers waits. I think he's signing. I think he wants to play. Yeah, I definitely don't think, you know, all the insiders yesterday said that Minnesota could circle back. That was the common theme.
Yeah, but what's it going to take for them to circle back, right? Probably
McCarthy not looking good.
Right, and we're going to have to wait a little bit for that. because
I don't think Rodgers waits. I don't think he waits a month and a half.
Yeah, I don't. The Minnesota thing, I don't understand what they're doing here. Like, to keep the door open, just shut the door on Rodgers. You don't want him. You want McCarthy. You want to bring in a veteran that's not going to be threatening to him. So just say you're doing that. To have this, like, oh, we're gonna keep the lines of communication open. If I'm Rodgers, I'm like, forget that.
Right. I would pick Pittsburgh or New York.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. If I'm a Minnesota fan, I'm like, what is going on over there? It's a team that's ready to win. Why are we farting around with the quarterback situation?
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.